ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजम् ब्रह्मणाम् नस्पत आनश्रण्वन्नोतिभिः सेदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् चक्षुश्रोत्रमतो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः So we have seen till the third mantra and we started doing the fourth mantra. Okay, so we have covered, anyway, this Anya Devatad, we covered that, we have gone to the next verse, Yad Vacha Anabhiritam. But anyway, the whole Kena Upanishad, the most important verses here, of course all the verses are important, the second okay, again the number comes confusion. No. Actually, Shrotrasya Shrotram Manaso Manoyad Vachoha Vacham. That and Nadatta Chakshur Gachati Navag Gachati Anya Devatad Viditadato Viditadati. Okay. All this together we say. Important sections, which according to the other book, is second and the third. Okay, second mantra is that Shrotra is a Shrotra, second one, Amrutaha Bhavanti, till then. And the third one means Natha Chakshur Gachati onwards, Anya Devata, including that, four lines together form the third verse, third mantra. Okay. And I follow the same book, Radhaji. Our book is the same, but according to our Swamiji's exposition, it's the third mantra. Yeah. Anyway, the content is the same anyway. Number is okay. We covered that, but still I want to, they are the two verses wherein the Brahman, definition of Brahman is given. So what is Brahman? We see that. What is Brahman? Is the question. And then Brahman is the Atma. Actual, what is the actual teaching? Brahman is Atma. When the student comes to know Brahman is Atma, then does one really make effort to know Brahman? No. Actually, the whole teaching is not to know Brahman, but to free oneself from the desire to know Brahman. The desire to know Brahman results why? Because Brahman is Atma. Okay, Brahman is Atma. What is Brahman? Brahman is Atma. So that is taught here through this, the Brahman is Atma, that is not directly given here. It is present Anya Deva, it is famous mantra. This is Anya Devatad Viditat Aviditat Adhi. So Brahman, the Atma, is different from the known and the unknown. And Shankara gave different meanings. The known and the unknown should be taken as what now? The known should be taken as the Karanam, Prakritihi, and the Karya Prapanchaha. and unknown taken as the karana prakritihi. So it is, when you say it is different from the known and the unknown, means Brahman is different from the karana karya, karanam and the karyam, is it? The known karyam and the unknown unmanifest karanam also. Karanam is unmanifest and manifest is the karyam. So Brahman is different from the karanam and the karyam. And one more thing Shankara says, Brahman is free, different from that which is to be rejected and that which is to be taken also. Brahman is neither something which is to be received and taken or something which is to be rejected. Heya upadeya. Remember these important three lessons. Vidita avidita abhyam anyat, karana karya abhyam anyat, and you can say what? Heya upadebhyam upadeya abhyam anyat. Heya upadeya abhyam anyat. Heyam means to be dejected, upadeyam means which is to be taken. Isn't it? Heya upadeyam. Reject. So at last, what is actual teaching is what? Brahman is Atma. Brahman is not an object. Brahman is not an object. Brahman is the Atma. That is the teaching. Brahman is Atma is the final teaching of this verse. I'm not giving everything. Repeating it. So here, in fact, in the beginning of the teaching, the Veda Upanishad itself presents Brahman as the Jagat Karanam. When introduces the Karana Karya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya, there Brahman is said to be the Karanam. And the Karanam is called Adhyaropa, isn't it? Thereafter, and same Apavada Samaye, at the time of Apavada, the Upanishad itself negates the Karanatvam. Only for arriving at the reality. Only it is used for as a method, isn't it? Only for a prakriya. It is used as a prakriya. For prakriya's sake, it is said what Brahman is a Jagat Karanam. It is presented there. Upanishad presents Brahman as a Jagat Karanam in order to arrive at what Brahman is, how Brahman is, and thereafter, Upanishad itself, at the time of Apavada, negation, Upanishad resolves that. Think what? There's no neither karanam nor the karyam. What is there is only Brahman. Is it clear now? That is also negated. But in this, that's why later on what he said, vidita avidita abhyam anyat means, viditam is the whole manifest universe and aviditam should be taken as the karanam. Therefore, karyat, karanat, anyate, karana karya abhyam anyate, neither the cause nor the effect. Understand? And later on we say, not only that, heya upadeya abhyam anyate, Brahman is not something to be rejected or something to be taken also, received, taken also. That means it is neither something to be rejected nor something to be accepted or rejecting. Brahman is different. So if Brahman is different from these, you cannot understand, vidita, vidita abhyam, karana karya abhyam, heya upadeya abhyam, anyate, different is Brahman, but you say, what is actual teaching then? Actual teaching is Brahman is nothing but Atma. This is the actual teaching. Brahman is Atma means what? Brahman is in fact you. You are Brahman. So the whole teaching is to help the student drop the desire to know Brahman. That is, Brahman need not be known. The desire to know Atma will resolve because Brahman is Atma. Understand? We'll see that anyway later on. This is the actual teaching of the last mantra. Now, here onwards, fourth mantra onwards, isn't it? The fourth mantra onwards, the rest of the mantras, are actually commentary upon the this definition of Brahman presented in the second and the third verses. Second, third mantras present the famous definition of Brahman. And the definition of Brahman alone is further commented upon by these following mantras. But here, these verses present, these mantras, the following mantras, present a statement which is very, very powerful and strong, profound, at the same time, very, very difficult, unacceptable statement. Okay? Which has to be unacceptable, but has to be accepted. Understand? Why? Because it's a fact. Upanishad states a fact, but which is a strong statement, powerful statement, profound statement, but difficult to accept that statement. What that then Shankaracharya mainly focuses on that statement here. From where? From the fourth mantra onwards. Yadidam nedam upasate. Okay? Nedam yadidam upasate is a statement. Na idam yad idam upasate. It is Brahman, the Paramatma, is not the one that you are worshipping, praying, or meditating on. Okay? That means the one who are worshipping and praying in these things, all the murti, etc., the Upasya Devata is not Paramatma. This is the teaching. This is the one line, and the same statement is repeated again and again and again in Upanishad. The same Upanishads, the Upanishad itself, then here, actually the whole very teaching here, Shankara begins his bhashyam actually. Why? What is the actual teaching of this mantra, the fourth mantra? Vacha anabhyuditam yena vak abhyudyate tadeva brahma tvam vidhi. Yad vacha anabhyuditam yena vak abhyudyate. See, the actual teaching is all the instruments of knowledge and all the instruments of actions, all of them are actually, you know, objects of knowledge. They themselves are objects of knowledge. And they are used, actually, they're instruments which function depending upon the very existence of Brahman. They depend on Brahman for their existence. Isn't it? Anyway, they are objects of knowledge, of consciousness. See, instruments of knowledge, the sense powers and organs of actions, the powers of organs of actions, and the antahkaranam, the mind, all the subtle aspects are objects of knowledge, of consciousness. They're all witnessed, they're all, in fact, objects means what? They're revealed by the Atma. Atma is the revealer. Understand now? Atma is the revealer of the sense powers. Powers of organs of actions are all Atma. Atma being the revealer of the mind, Atma being the revealer of sense powers and powers of organs of actions. How can Atma be revealed by the revealed sense powers? Because they are all called Sakshyam. Sakshyam means witnessed, revealed. Sense powers are Sakshyani. Karma Indriyani are Sakshyani. Jnana Indriyani are Sakshyani. Sakshyam means witnessed. Witnessed, or you can say revealed. Atma is the Sakshi. How can the witnessed, revealed sense powers and powers of organs of actions reveal the Atma, the Sakshi? So Sakshi can never be revealed by the Sakshyam. Get it? Sakshi can never be revealed by Sakshyam. Understand? Therefore, Atma cannot be revealed by sense organs and organs of actions. These are same. So, what about this Vagindriyam then? We have to come to the point now. Vagindriyam itself is one of the organs of actions, one of the powers, you know, which, because of the function of the power of action, And therefore this Vagindriyam also, being revealed by the Atma, cannot reveal the Atma. For yena vag abhidyate, that Brahman is Atma, Brahman is nothing but Atma, and Atma is that which, because of which the words in fact become revealed. The words themselves become revealed because of the Atma. Innocent. Therefore, the words cannot reveal the Atma. That is Brahman. This is the actual teaching. This teaching is over. But actually, what we have to understand here is, therefore, that is Brahman, but na idam, yad idam upasate. But that which you worship, that which you meditate on, it is not the Paramatma, it is not actually Brahman, the Atma. In fact, Brahman is you, not the Upasya Devata. So here the question comes. The Shankara, before he comments, starts his commentary upon this mantra, this was left and went, I think. Before he starts his, I'm going to give a nice summary of the whole second and the third verses together. Okay, very important verses, mantras. I'll do it separately, but now we'll see this in my book, fourth. Okay, fourth. Yadvachana Bhiditam. That's where we were seeing actually. We left it. I'm repeating it today, so that we will do it next properly. The thing is, Karma Kanda of the Veda itself introduces what now? Devata. Upasya Devata. And then Upasana Kanda also recommends what? You know, the Devata. That means the Karma Upasana Kandas of the Veda themselves introduce the Bhagavad, introduce Paramatma Deva, in the form of Devatas. And then how does it, because it invokes, in order to, it's in Karma Kanda, Paramatma, the Devata is an object of, not it's object here. In Upasana Kanda also, the Devata is an object. And in Jnana Kanda, what happens? The same Veda, in Jnana Kanda, it says, no, that you are worshipping and meditating on is not an object. It reconverts. First, Veda compromises. Isn't it? Two things are compromised. One is, directly the Brahman is not an object. But the non-object Brahman, non-objectifiable Brahman, non-object Brahman is made an object. Okay? Avishaya Brahma, Avishayam Brahma is made what now? Vishayam. Vishayaha. It made an object of worship, first of all. Then second thing, not only is made an object here, then it is, Brahman is actually Nirvisesham Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma, the attributeless Brahman has been made what now? Savisesha Saguna Ishvara. So this two compromises, actually the Nirvisesham has been converted into Savisesha. Savisesham Brahma, Ishvara. That means Saguna Ishvara. I mean attributeless reality has been presented as the one with attributes. And the non-object reality has been made, what now? Brahman is been presented as the object. So one is Vishayatvam and Viseshatvam. These two are superimposed. Vishayatvam means the Brahman is given the status of being an object, Vishayatvam. Then Sagunatvam. Sagunatvam or Saviseshatvam means what? The attributeless Brahman has the status of being the attributed one. This Upanishad Veda itself compromises. And later on, I gave a nice verse also. Hope you remember this verse, which I stole in the class. I gave a nice verse. Mm-hmm. Why does it do? You know, presenting Brahman like this, and later on, and then you become so involved with that, because of many years, you start worshipping, you start praying too, you've been praying, you've been worshipping, you've been meditating on, and suddenly you get so emotionally entangled with this Devatas and all that. And at the same Veda comes and tells, come on, what you're worshipping is not Brahman. What meditating on is not Brahman. No, it's like, that means Veda seems to be very cruel. It's like typically like getting a toy for the child to play for some time, and suddenly, come on, you're old enough, you should not be playing with the toy anymore. Mother comes and snatches a toy from the child. The child it's very difficult for the child to part with that toy. Emotionally entangled, no? You get emotionally entangled with the murtis also. Feel very upset. I can see that when I say something in the class, Vasanta Ma used to say, no, Krishna, Krishna, she used to tell that before, Vasanta Sabhapati. Very difficult for us to accept this. Not only, of course, imagine, that's why at least here you have only Christ or some Mary, it's easy. But imagine people in India who have so many forms they've been worshipping. So many forms. So suddenly you have to say, this is not Paramatma. This is not what you are worshipping and praying is not Paramatma. If you say, it's like cruelly snatching something what you're holding on to. So why does Veda do that? We have to understand. Actually, there's a verse which I quoted last time. Do you remember the verse, Pitaji? Because when we are very, very gross-minded, I'm sure I quoted the verse. See that? Anishwara, I told that. See, we are incapable of, when we are as the grasping people, when we are incapable of grasping this, understanding this fact, then for our own well-being, for our own good, Veda, out of compassion for those who cannot understand, who cannot grasp this, Veda made this compromise for the sake of those people. To help them, it has introduced what? The Devatas. Introduced the Paramatma, the non-object Paramatma as object of worship. Initially. But later on, Veda expects them to grow out of that and to become prepared mentally, then let there be a time they will be able to understand the Brahma Paramatma is Jivatma, Brahman is Atma. Isn't it? That means, that is what we can say, initially, the Paramatma, which is converted first as what now, converted into Vishaya, isn't it? Vishayaha is an object. And also what now? Upasya Devata. Vishaya, Upasya Devata, which is a Vishaya. And later on, also what now? Savisesha Upasya Devata. Savisesha Upasya Devata. And later on, that Paramatma is not Savisesha Upasya Devata, but Nirvisesha Upasaka Swarupa Jivatma. Savisesha Asaguna Saguna Vishaya Saguna Vishaya Upasya Devata Paramatma. Again, I tell you, Saguna Vishaya Upasya Devata Paramatma. And later on, Brahman says what now? Nirguna Nirvisesha Vishayi, not Vishaya. Vishayi means subject. Vishaya means object. Nirguna Nirvisesha Vishayi Upasaka Swarupa Jivatma is Brahman. Get the two words now? Savisesha Saguna Vishaya Upasya Paramatma. Upasya Paramatma it says first. Later on, Nirvisesha Nirguna Vishayi Upasaka, not Upasya, Upasaka Swarupa Jivatma is Brahman. Got it? It's a conversion. It's a big leap, isn't it? This is the teaching. So, na idam yad idam upasate. That Paramatma, okay, is in fact you. You means, you mean what? Atma, the Chaitanyam Brahma. So here, isn't it? This is the teaching. We are going to see the Bhashyam now. Is it clear or not? Vishayaha, object, Vishayi. No, Aya is okay. Vishayi. Okay, you are also okay. Okay, see, Vishayaha means object. Vishayi means subject. That Vishaya, Vishayinoho. Get the word, Pitiji. Vishayaha, object, Vishayi, subject. So here, Nirvisesha, Nirguna, Vishayi, Upasaka, Swarupam. Upasaka Swarupa Jivatma is Brahman. Initially, what does it say? Savisesha Saguna Vishaya Upasya Devata Paramatma. Upasya means what? Object of meditation. Upasaka is meditator. Meditator Swarupa means Brahman. Okay, that means it's a big thing. Very, very emotionally disturbing statement. It disturb a lot. Okay, Anya Devatadu Viditatu Ataha Aviditatu Adhi Iti Shushrava Purvesham Yenas Tad Vyaja Chakshire. Okay, first simple meaning he gives is what? Actually, viditam, aviditam itself is further explained by other two words. Karanakaryam and also Heya Upadeyam. Viditam, aviditam, is it known and the unknown? Is free, it is neither the known nor the unknown, when you say. Because known means anything which is available for objectification through senses and the instruments of knowledge becomes the known. But instruments of knowledge themselves being operated are being revealed by the Atma. So Atma cannot be the object of knowledge. Okay. So one thing here we say, Anyateva means because they are, it is not available for objectification. It is not an object. Because it cannot be revealed by the senses also. So it is not an Aviditam. What about the Aviditam unknown then? Anything unknown also can become known, has knowability, is knowable. Therefore, knowable means what? Before knowledge it is unknown, but after knowledge it also can become the known only. Therefore, unknown also is what now comes under the category of the known only. Because unknown also is knowable. Unknown also is knowable. Therefore, it comes under the category of the known. Therefore, known and the unknown together, anything which comes under the category of known and the unknown becomes what now? An object only. So anything which comes under the category of the known and the unknown, it's an object. Which comes under the category of the known becomes what? A knowable. isn't it? So anything which does not, which does comes under the category of the knowable is an object means. So anything which, any that which doesn't come under the category of the knowable object is what anything which does not come under the category of the knowable must be what? Not the object, non-object. Non-object means what? It must be only the subject. You come this, take this way. So subject. And subject is what here? Subject is, therefore subject is different from the known and the unknown. The subject is the Atma. Therefore Brahman is Atma. This is the first step we arrive at. Get it now. The second, how do we go? Second, for how we go ahead there. He says, viditam, aviditam. What is viditam and what is aviditam? Shankara explains here actually. Viditam nama yad vidikriyati atishayena aptam. Vidikriya atishayena aptam viditam. Vidikriya karma bhutam. Kvachit kinchit kasachit viditam syad iti sarvameva vyakritam viditameva. Anything vyakritam is viditam. Anything manifest is what now? Viditam. Vyakritam is viditam means what? Anything vyakritam means the differentiated is viditam. And that which is differentiated is means what now? It's the manifest. The manifest is what now? Viditam. What is viditam? Vidikriya. Vidikriya, vidikriyaya atishayena aptam. I talked about the that is available for, you know, available for the operation of the, you know, the mind, available for the knowledge. Vidikriya atishayena aptam, when you say it is available for knowledge, Vidita means that which is available for objectification knowledge is what? A manifest thing, a differentiator. An undifferentiated thing cannot be available for knowledge, isn't it? A differentiator. So vyakritam. Viditam is equal to vyakritam. If viditam is vyakritam, then you can understand avyakritam must be what now? Aviditam must be avyakritam. So vyakritam is the effect. So avyakritam is the cause. Karanam. Isn't it? So, how you understand here, the Brahman, the Atma, is different from what now? Vidita avidita abhyam means, next step is what? Vyakrita avyakrita abhyam. Vyakrita avyakrita abhyam means what now? Karya karana abhyam. Karanam is unmanifest. Cause is unmanifest. So, unmanifest matter and the manifest namarupa. It's different from both cause and the effect. Got it? This one. The next step comes, okay, if it is different from the vyakrita avyakrita abhyam or karya karana abhyam, isn't it? Different means, then he goes to one more step, he says, anything known alone can be what now? Can be a source of anything known, no? Definitely, is what now? It can be a source of sorrow. Anything known means what? Anything which is an object is a source of sorrow. How? Because it is of the nature of undergoing changes. Any object, we understand, anything viditam is vyakritam. Okay, vyakritam is an object. An object is, any object is of the nature of undergoing change. Here the nature of undergoing change means it is time-bound in nature. Get it? Because of its nature is undergoing change, it is time-bound in nature. It because anything which is time-bound definitely will be a source of sorrow. A time-bound thing will be a source of sorrow. Okay? Therefore, anything which is a source of sorrow is not something to be desirable. It is something to be rejected, rejectable. Heyam. viditam can be said to be what now? Vyakritam. Vyakritam also can be said to be what now? One more meaning is what? Viditam is the first meaning of the word. Meaning of the word viditam is what? Vyakritam. And one more meaning Shankara gives is what now? He says, heyam. I think I'm slowly coming back, isn't it? Because I was not in the mood to do that verse today. I thought I'd good new verse today. Please remember, this is how Shankara says. A viditam is an object of knowledge, and any object of knowledge, every object of knowledge is of the nature of undergoing changes. Because a material product, and then anything which is of the nature of undergoing changes is time bound in nature. Time bound. Because undergoes a change means it's time bound. Anything is time bound, subject to time, is a source of sorrow. Why it is a source of sorrow? Because time bound. Amazing, isn't it? Why it's time bound? Because its nature is undergoing changes. So anything which is a source of sorrow is something to be rejected as source of sorrow, not to be depended on, not to be accepted as a source of happiness. It's called what now? Heyatvam. Apitaji, I remember you were writing it. Heyatvam means rejectability. It has the status of being rejectable. Every object in this universe has the heyatvam. Heyatvam means what? Enjoys the status of being rejectable. Why? Because it is a source of sorrow. Why source of sorrow? Because it is subject to time. Why subject to time? Because it is of the nature of changing, undergoing changes. Why it is of the nature of undergoing change? Because it is a material product. So what? Because it is an object. Any object is material product. Vyakritam. Is it clear now? So Shankara said, I remember I did very well this one. See, Rodney is. Anyway, first class only for starting trouble. See, look at this now. Thank God I came now in August itself, but I didn't take for. Yeah, I came back here and I don't mind wasting one week, doesn't matter, Pitaji. It doesn't matter, don't worry. I remember this very well. You all would have forgotten this. That is why I thought I should give you complete notes on these two verses. Okay. See, now I'm going to see that hereafter you remember everything thoroughly, only then I go ahead, okay? You will never forget in the class. Is it clear now? Hey, then. So this is Brahman, the Atma, is what now? Different from the Heyam. Is it clear, Pataji? Heyam means what now? Heya means it has come from the root Ha. Heya is a potential passive participle. To be rejected, rejectable, is Heyam. Heyatvam means what? Anything viditam has the status of being the Heyam, rejectable. Understand now? Well, heyatvam means. I mean, anything which is a source of sorrow, would you accept it? We would like to reject it, isn't it? So that's why rejectability. It has rejected. You won't really understand why. What does it mean by saying rejectability, isn't it? It is rejectable means any object is rejectable. And Brahman is different from the rejectable. Yeah, the rejecter is different from the rejectable. Isn't it? The one who rejects is different from the rejected. And second thing, we have upadeyam. Upadeyam means, I said, the avyakritam. Avyakritam, the unknown, is what now? Avyakritam. Avyakritam means what now? Unmanifest. Unmanifest is what now? Undifferentiated is unmanifest. Unmanifest is the karanam. And karanam means what now? Cause is something which is to be taken by somebody for creating something. Anything which is a cause is something to be taken for producing, for making something. Cause is something which is sought by some people to make something, which is to be taken. Upadeya means that which is to be taken. I also explained the meaning, Pitpitiji. Upadiyate anena. Anaya iti upa. Remember this. I told you this. Upadiyate, that which is taken. Upadiyate means what? Upadiyate means that which is taken. Now, clay is upadanam. Upadanam means what? Upadanam means that which is taken. Upadiyate is taken. Upadeyam, that is that which is to be taken. Upadeyam, upadanam, upadiyate. Upadiyate na edukkapadugirathu. Upadanam eduthukkollapadugindra ondru. Illaya? Upadeyam, that which is to be taken. Edukkapadavendiyathu. That which is to be taken is what? Upadeyam. Upadanam means what? That which is taken. Upadiyate means what? Is taken. Upadanam is used as noun here. Upadeyam is a potential passive participle. Upadiyate is a passive verb. Is it clear now? So, upadeyam means a cause which is something to be taken. Something to be taken. So, the one who takes is different from that which is taken. So, Atma, Brahman is Atma, which is neither something which is to be rejected, nor something which is taken. So, Heya Upadeya Bhyam Anyate Brahma, which is Atma. Is it clear now? So, Brahman, therefore, Brahman is not an object to say that. So the Heyam, Upadeyam have all viseshas, all attributes. So that Paramatma is what now? So Savishaya, Savishaya, Saguna, Vishaya, Upasya Paramatma is now what now? Is Nirguna, Nirvisesha, Vishayi, Upasaka, Swarupa, Jivatma. Brahman is you. You are Brahman. Paramatma is Jivatma. Not anything that is introduced in Karma Kanda or Upasana Kanda. Is it clear now? This is the teaching. Therefore, Brahman is Atma. Okay, so through all this is the main three examples he gave. Viditam, Vidita, Vidita, Abhyam, Anyat is equal to what? Vyakrita, Avyakrita, Abhyam, Anyat. Vyakrita, Avyakrita, Abhyam, Anyat means what now? Karya, Karana, Abhyam, Anyat. Karya Karanabhyam Anyate means what? Heya Upadeyabhyam Anyate. Have you got it? Or not? Through all these things, what is the teaching through this? Such a big thing. Brahman is Atma. This is the teaching. One line, finished. Brahman is Atma. This is the, for this he has given such a big thing. Therefore, but whenever such statements come, any vagueness is there, the vagueness has to be removed only by quoting what? Other Shruti statements. What is that? Therefore, the same Brahman is Atma is the teaching given, you know, actually the revision through this definition of Brahman, isn't it? Instead of giving the directly, Upanishad use, no? Viditat, Anya, Aviditat, Adi. Definition of Brahman. It says just Brahman is Atma. Brahman is the object. It's a subject. This is a teaching. But why indirectly gives, isn't it? Then this Upanishad, now all the following mantras are only commentary upon this verse. Second and the third. Two mantras are important mantras wherein Brahman is defined. Definition of Brahman is given. And there the important statement is what? Na idam yad idam upasate. Of the upasate devata, which you think is Paramatma, is not Brahman. Brahman is not upasya devata, not an object at all. And then the object you are worshipping again has what? All viseshas, gunas. It is completely attributeless. Reality, which is you. It's a teaching. So here, how the teaching begins, you see that. Anya deva tadu. Are you ready now? Go look in the book now. Anya deva tadu.
Anya deva tadu.
Viditatu.
Viditatu.
Ataha.
Ataha.
Aviditatu. Adhi.
Adhi.
Iti.
Iti.
Anena vakyena.
Anena vakyena.
Okay, now this is sentence. What is that? Vidita anya deva tadu. Viditatu. Ataha. Aviditatu. Adhi. This one sentence is what now? The previous. Okay, it's a definition of Brahman, quoted from the previous mantra. Okay, so this mantra, through this definition, we have understood Brahman is Atma. But now, with anena vakyena, what have you understood? Atma Brahma. Say now, Atma Brahma. Anena vakyena, by this sentence, which sentence? Anyat eva tadu. Viditatu ataha aviditatu adhi, isn't it? By this sentence, what we have understood is Atma Brahma iti pratipaditam. Atma Brahma iti pratipaditam. Atma is Brahman. Atma is the reality. The self is the reality. There's nothing other than the self is reality here. Okay? Self is the reality. What is reality here? What is Brahman here? Atma is Brahman. Self is the reality. This is has been established. This has been logically, clearly, isn't it? Established through this sentence, by this sentence. Which sentence? Anya deva tad viditat aviditat adhi. That's why he says, iti anena vakyena atma brahma iti pratipadite. Okay, it has been established. When it has been established, when it has been made very clear, then the shrotuhu ashanka jata. It is possible for the one who listens to this statement that Atma is Brahman, isn't it? When it is made clear, the doubt might arise. Ashanka jata means doubt arose. Actually, doubt rose actually. Okay. Doubt has risen. What is the doubt now? Tat katham Atma Brahma. How can the self be Brahman? Isn't it? For a person, self means what? Self means the worshipper. Brahman is worshipped. How can the worshipper be the worshipped? How can the one who is praying become the one who is prayed to? How can the one who is one who has lots of problems and the one who is dependent on Brahman, Paramatma, the problem-free Bhagavan, how can a self be Paramatma? That's the question comes. Why the question comes here? According to every simple individual, not an individual, what is Atma? Atma hi nama adikritaha karmani upasanecha. Who is the individual self here? According to an ordinary person, Atma means self, isn't it? Self means I. Look at this. Atma means what? Atma means self. Self means I. I means what? Body, mind, and complex. isn't it? One who is identified with body mind complex is the Atma. Therefore, and that individual, karmani upasane adhikritaha, according to him, what now? One who is eligible, one who is qualified to perform rituals prescribed in the karmakanda, one who is eligible to practice meditation prescribed in the upasana kanda. Adhikari he thinks an individual, isn't it, identified with the body mind complex, is an eligible person for performing rituals prescribed in the karma kanda and performing, practicing meditation prescribed in the upasana kanda. Adhikritaha means qualified. Isn't it? He is qualified. This is the understanding of an ordinary person. What is Atma according to an ordinary person? An ordinary person who is a Vaidika. Vaidika means one who is given to the Vedic way of life. Okay, one who follows Veda. Vaidika is a simple individual, innocent individual. For him, Atma means an individual identified with the body, mind, hence complex. And he is eligible or qualified to perform rituals prescribed in the karma kanda. And he is also qualified to practice meditation prescribed in the upasana kanda. Is it? Then, he also what now? He thinks he is a samsari. Samsari means what now? One who is really going through the pains and pleasures of this life. One who lives this life with life full of paths of opposites. And one who is a victim of, one who thinks he is a victim of all these paths of opposites he is going through in life, is called samsari. Hacha samsari. And what does he do? He is the one who wants to make use of karma and upasanam, the performance of rituals and practice of meditation as a sadhanam, as a means. Isn't it? He wants to make use of this karma and upasanam, prescribed karma kanda and upasana kanda, as a means to what now? To attain the status of the deva in the other devatas, or to attain swargadi lokas. He is the one who is aspiring for go to swargadi higher lokas. Is it clear now? A simple individual, one who has lots of desires for pleasures to be enjoyed in this world and pleasures to be enjoyed in higher worlds. Who is the one who will be interested in the enjoyment of pleasures here or hereafter? Heavenly pleasures or worldly pleasures? Who will be interested? Naturally, a simple individual. One who is just identified with the body mind complex, individual. And to enjoy those heavenly pleasures or pleasures in this world, he needs what? He needs punyam. And to earn that punyam, what he should do? He should practice meditation, also perform rituals. Understand? So he makes use of those rituals prescribed in the karma kanda and upasana kanda. He practices them, he follows them, with an interest to go to swargadi lokas, higher lokas. This is simple. This is what is individual. This is what is Atma for an ordinary person. For him, Atma is not Brahman. Okay? Therefore, that's what Shankara talks about, the person, simple individual, whose identity is with body, mind, complex, for whom Atma, the self, means I, which means body, mind, complex. And he thinks, I am an eligible person, I am a Vaidika. First notion, I am a Vaidika. It is talking about the people who lived in the Vedic period. Okay, I am a Vaidika. I am the one who lives a life of enjoyed by Veda. And then, so what now? Veda is the book I am following. And Veda has prescribed karmas in the karma kanda. Veda has prescribed upasanas in the upasana kanda. So I am eligible to perform the rituals and enjoy the fruits of those rituals. I am eligible to practice meditation, enjoy the fruits of those meditation. Therefore, I am qualified to do this. And thereby what he does do? What does he do? He also performs those rituals and he practices the meditation. And then he uses those means as a means, instrument, isn't it, to fulfill his desires. What his desires is, what his desires are, he wants to become, attain the status of being the higher devas, other deities. He also wants to attain the higher worlds. He wants to enjoy pleasures in higher lokas. He is a simple, ordinary individual for whom, what no, Paramatma is somebody outside. And so Paramatma is one with lots of attributes also. And he is the one simple worshipper. Paramatma is the worshipped. Isn't it? He is, for him, Atma is not Brahman. Okay? Shankara says, quotes them. Tasmat, therefore, what happened? Therefore, anyaha upasyaha, isn't it? The one who is worshipped, the one who is meted upon, what no, other than the Atma, other than the Self, for a simple individual, innocent individual, who is Paramatma? Paramatma is Vishnu. Paramatma is Ishvaraha, Paramatma is Indraha, Pranaha, the Devatas. Why? All these are Brahman. Vishnuhu, the Upasya Devatas. Vishnuhu, Shivaha, Indraha, Pranaha, these different Devatas who are worshipped, who are meditated upon, they are Brahman for him. Not the Atma. Atma, the Self, is not Brahman for this innocent person. What is Brahman for him? For him, the greatest reality is Upasya Devatas. In the form of Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, Indra, etc. Is it clear? So he says. So, tasmat, say now. Anyaha Upasyaha. Vishnu. Ishwaraha. Indraha. Pranaha va Brahma bhavitum arhati. Bhavitum, read now. Brahma bhavitum arhati. So what, according to him, these different Upasit Devatas are great reality, great Brahman. Isn't it? Natu Atma. Atma, the Self, is not Brahman for him. Okay, Atma, the Self, is not Brahma, but what is Brahma for him? Upasyaha. Isn't it? The worshipped Devatas, in the form of Vishnu, Shiva, etc. They are Brahman for him. They are Brahma, the absolute reality for him, the great reality for him, not the Self. Not the Self. Why? Because loka prati Pratyaya virodhat. Loka pratyaya virodhat means what now? Generally, the whole world, this is the belief prevailing. Okay? Loka pratyaya means what now? Generally, in the whole universe, now always worshipped Lord is the worshipped. I am the Lord, nobody can say. I am the reality, nobody can say. I am great, nobody can say. Isn't it? Worshipped is what now? Loka pratyaya virodha means it is not. Atma Brahma means in the world it is not. Generally it is not something opposed to the general opinion of the people living in the world. Is it clear now? Virodha. Then, not only that, he says, yatha, not only the simple people, innocent people, people who are also given to the other schools of thought, and other philosophers. This Shankara says in his Dakshinamurti Stotram, you know, actually Swamiji gives his example. I hope you remember this. See, ordinary people have different views of Paramatma. You know, ordinary people have views of Paramatma. Not only ordinary people, even the people so-called thinkers also have not now. The illiterate, innocent, ordinary people, you know, have different view of the Atma. And not only, even the so-called philosophers also have different view of the Atma. Swamiji says, you know, there is a there are people, okay? There's in villages we have houses. We have houses. And the doors will be very, very short, you know that? When you go there, you'll be very careful. So some people, they see the door being very, the entrance being very short. So, no, there's not very high roof or anything. So they're very careful. Some people, they come and they walk like this without thinking, and they go there and they get hit, isn't it? They just walk. They walk through and they get hit. But some people are very clever. They see from the distance and they stop, they bend from there itself, from far. Okay? And they come bending from distance, and exactly where the door is, they hit. They lift the head, then they get hit. So thinkers and non-thinkers. Swami's example, okay? Thinkers and non-thinkers. Both have, what no, a wrong view of the Atma. Because innocent people also have the wrong view of the Atma. Yes, it's only Pooja Swamiji can teach Vedanta like this. Amazing.
Why the doors are small?
That is irrelevant, isn't it? That is how they used to build those days. No, no, what I'm saying, that is not the thing. Idea is here, even people who come very carefully also get hit. And people who just carelessly come also get hit, isn't it? Then the people who are given to so much of thinking, the so-called philosophers also, have wrong view of the Atma. And the so-called innocent people also have wrong view of the Atma. First he talked about the innocent people. General view of the people living in the world is what? For them, Atma is not, no? Brahman is not the Atma. For them, Atma means what? Atma means is no, the karma, one who is a karmi, samsari, who does karma, who wants to go to Swargadi, who wants to earn punyam, and who wants to attain Swargadi loka as a simple person, isn't it? And also he thinks what? And we are seeing this. Whereas now he is going to the thinkers. Therefore, and they think, okay, whatever I am worshipping, you know, the Vishnu, Upasya Devatas, Vishnu, Shiva, etc. So many Upasya Devatas are there. All the Upasya Devatas are Brahman. Not the Atma, not the Self. Self is not Brahma. Upasya Devatas are Brahma. That is their view. But he, now he is talking about what now? The so-called thinkers, the philosophers. What about them? They are also of the same opinion. He says, yatha anye tarkikaha, the logicians, isn't it? They also what now? Ishwarat anyaha atma iti achakshate. The tarkikaha means the tarka, na, people who are given to the study of the logic, logicians, they also think Atma Isharat Anyaha. The self is different from the Lord, the worshipped. That means for them, the reality, Paramatma, the Lord, is different from the self. Listen, they are thinkers. Okay, what about the Karminaha? Even the people who are given to, Karminaha means Purvamimamsakaha. Purvamimamsakaha means they are also karmakandinaha. The people who are given to the study of the karmakanda of the Veda, they also what now? Amum yaja, amum yaja. Hey, come on, worship this devata. Invoke the grace of this devata. Do this ritual. Invoke the grace of this devata. Recite these mantras. Tap the grace of this devata. You can have this thing, phalam. Isn't amum yaja, amum yaja. Ide valipadu, ide kumbudu, adha kumbudu, andha koyilukku po, indha koyilukku po. Paithiyam pandraangale namala. Because we have this. No, we say, no, astrologers tell you, come on, worship this devata. Go to that temple. Go to this place. Go to Murugan temple, east temple. Go to this illusion temple. Like people tell, no, don't know where to go. So if people come and tell you also, confuse you. Like this, the karma kandinaha, purvimamsakaha, they suggest what now? Amum yaja, amum yaja. Come on, may you worship this particular deity, particular devata, invoke the grace of this devata, iti. Anyaha devataha upasate. They also invoke the grace of other devatas. That means what? They do not see Atma as Brahma. For them also, Atma is not Brahma. Why not, what to talk of these innocent people, the so-called great, highly educated, highly learned Vedic scholars, Karmakandinaha and Tarkikaha logicians, great philosophers, they call themselves philosophers, great thinkers, they think this way. What talk of ordinary people? Is it clear now? Are you up now? Tasmadu yuktam. Tasmadu yuktam. Yad viditam upasyam tad brahma bhavet. Tataha anyaha upasakaha iti. Therefore, what is the purupakshis? The purupakshis, okay? Purupakshi means one who raises objection. The one objector, isn't it? He says now, therefore, what should he say? Yad viditam upasyam tad brahma. An object of knowledge which is worshipped, isn't it? An object of worship is Brahman. Bhavet. Tataha anyaha upasakaha. The meditator, the worshipper is actually different from the self, Atma, Upasaka, what now? Atma is the Upasaka. Look at this. For him, Atma is the Upasaka and Brahman is the Upasyam. Atma for him is Upasaka. Atma is the Upasaka means the self is the worshipper, meditator, and Brahman is what now? Upasyam. Object of knowledge, object of worship. That means, what does it mean then? Brahman is not the Atma. I think when the wind blows, Rajneji, the door is not closed, I think. It is scratching. Brahman is not the Atma. It's all Purupaksha. We have seen only Purupaksha today. The whole thing is what now? All about Purupaksha. I have repeated this today, actually. I have already done it, but I have repeated today. It's clear now. What I'll do, the second and third mantras, I'll give you complete notes. I decided now. I'm going to dictate the notes for you. What are the two mantras? Important lesson. This at least I'm doing it here now. Is it clear now? So it is here ends the Purupaksha. Purupaksha, where does it begin? It starts with Ashanka Jata onwards, Vitaji. Tat Katham to Atma Brahma onwards. Anya Upasaka Iti. Yad Viditam Upasyam Tad Brahma Bhavet. Tataha Anyaha Upasakaha. Tataha anyaha upasakha means what? The worshipper, the meditator, the Atma is the meditator, the worshipper, the self is the meditator, and this is different from the meditated, worshipped Devata. Okay, why? Because worshipped Devata is something, an object known to the worshipper. Is it clear? This is the Purupaksha. All this is what now? Purupaksha comes, objection is raised only when something is established. Something has been said already. What has been said? Atma is Brahman. Or you can say Brahman is Atma. If Brahman is Atma means, this is the fact which has been already established. Through that definition. Therefore, when the definition states this fact, Atma is Brahman, it is the final, what is the final lesson one has to understand here through this definition? We saw all those things in the Viditata, Viditata, Anyat, no, then Vyakritata, Vyakritata, Anyat, Karana, Karyat, Karanat, Anyat, Heyat, Upadeyat, Anyat. When you say that, what does it, through that definition, what do we understand? Atma Brahma. Then it is said, that is where the objection comes. How can we, Tarkikaha, say, isn't it, Ishurata Anyaha Upasakaha? Then even Karmignaha say, Amumyaja, Amumyaja, they say, come on, worship these devatas. They believe only in devatas. Not even Ishvara as a whole. For them, just the devatas. Different phenomena, you place a given phenomenon and get everything done. They also believe. For them, it means Atma is not Brahma for them. So all the simple people, generally, the whole world believes what now? Upasakaha is different from the Upasya Devata. Upasya Ishvara, isn't it? Paramatma is different from Upasaka Jivatma, is different from Upasya Paramatma. General view. The reason also is given here. Why it thinks? Because Veda prescribes karma kanda. Veda prescribes upasana kanda. In karma kanda and upasana kanda, Veda introduces the devata. And Veda compromises this actually. Two compromises, isn't it? It makes the non-object paramatma, this atma which is paramatma, as an object, isn't it? Makes an object. Then it is attributeless paramatma as the one with attributes. For the sake of what? Convenience of worshipping and praying. And now the same person comes and tells what? Na idam yad idam upasate. Tvam brahma tvam viddhi. Isn't it? Tadeva tva brahma. That is actually Brahman. Isn't it? May you know this. Not the one that is worshipped here. Therefore, it's emotionally very shattering, shaking statement. The poor paksha is over. Tam. And this poor paksha is clear now? What has been stated earlier, and based on what has been stated, the doubt comes. Not the doubt comes, the objection is raised here. Not a doubt here, objection is raised. Tam yetam, you know?
Tam yetam.
Ashankam. Now, the question comes now. How can Shankara, isn't it? Upanishad does not present this objection. Shankara presents this objection in his commentary. Isn't it? So why does Shankara present this objection in his commentary, which is not presented in the Upanishad? Is it? The question comes. It seems Shankara assumes such a doubt in the mind of the, assumes the doubt. So, how Sishya Lingena Upalakshya? It seems there is a teacher, Shankara presents a teacher and his student in the Bhashyam, class. There is a teacher and who assumes this doubt, doubt in the mind of this objection, which has risen in the mind of the student who is listening to this class. And how does he assume? The student, the way he sits in the class, his body language, the body language, Sishya Lingena, Linga means a clue. The teacher got the clue about this doubt in the mind of the student. Objection is in the mind of the student. But the teacher made out the objection which is risen in the mind of the student. How? Sishya Linga means he got a clue. What is the clue here? Sishya Linga means what now? Some non-verbal, body language has served as a clue for the teacher. Understand? That means that the student could not accept what the teacher was saying. He must have been moving here and there, and the teacher must have got the understanding. Sishya Lingena. The body language. Paramatma says body language. Then Tadu Vakyadva, otherwise, maybe the student spoken out like Peter ji. Understand? Tadu Vakyadva. Vakyadva means what now? Maybe the student opened his mouth and asked the teacher, what is this teacher you are telling me this, okay? You are against the Tarkikaha, you are against the Purvamimamsakaha, you are against what you say really contradicts the belief of all these so-called philosophers, and also what now? It's a general view of the people. Now if we announce this, no, come on, vote for us. You are Brahman, or Brahman is the worshipped Devata. If you ask, majority of the people in the world will vote for this. But no, I am Atma, Aham Atma, okay, Aham Brahmasmi, that thing will not get many marks. It's very difficult for people to say Aham Brahmasmi. Even they can say all that is here is Brahman also, they can say. But Aham Brahma, they cannot say. Irpadallam Irivane, that's also nice to say. All that is here is only Paramatma, they will say. But they will not be able to say, I am Paramatma. That means what? That I am should have been shifted, dragged out of the body maintenance complex, isn't it? And placed in consciousness, only then we can say that. I sense cannot, isn't it? It's not physical job to do it easily. It's all cognitive, intellectual job. That is why it takes time. So that is why he says, Sishya lingena upalakshya. Upalakshya means what now? Assuming, having assumed this objection in the mind of the student through his, what now? Non-verbal physical language. Or, tad vakyadva. Or, what now? Maybe he understood his mind objection from the mind to source mind by through his speech also. Aha, he said, ma evam sankishtaha. Say now,
ma evam sankishtaha.
The teacher says now, ma sankishtaha, come on, may you not have this objection, may you not have this doubt. Ma sankishtaha. இந்த மாதிரி சந்தேகப்படாதே. மா சங்கிஷ்டாக மே நாட் ஹாவ் அ டவுட். யத்து ச அசாப் வித் அப்செக்ஷன் டு திஸ் நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். சோ வில் மேக் இட் நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் ஆன் ப்ராப்பர்லி. நோ தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் அண்ட் ஹவ் யூ காட் இட் நவ்?
I mean,
until objection has become clear or not?
Yes.
And before objection, why objection has come is very clear or not? I'm going to ask questions like this, like kindergarten children. Know what is objection now? Why objection is here now, raised? Okay. And when the student raised the objection, and what all is expressed, you know very clearly now. Okay. And why is objection has come? Because there's been something has been stated, a fact has been stated. And what is the fact stated? Brahman is Atma. And how? Brahman is Atma, how it is stated, established? Through the definition.
Yeah, I mean, what really has been so useful for me anyway, this class, is being. It's just clear now that without taking that second step to say Brahman is Atma, none of this makes any sense. It's pointless.
A simple teaching, but to say that you have to say the other things.
But without that statement, Atman is Brahman, it doesn't make any. What's the point?
But the beauty is, he brought about the Karana Karyam, how nicely he brought about. He said, Viditam is Vyakritam. Isn't it? Vyakritam. Therefore, Aviditam must be what now? Avyakritam. That I explained well last class. Last time I did it well. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harih Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harih Om.